Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking again. Keeping the chair warm for Vincent today in hour number two of USA Prepares. And Vincent's busy with some farm work again today, getting ready for the winter. I've been flat out with my farm work too. That's perfectly understandable. It's this time of year, it's the change of the seasons, and everybody is getting settling in for the, either the few months of intense heat where I am, or the few months of intense cold where Vincent is. So, yeah. Oh my gosh, top of the hour news. Did you hear that? That they are going to be rolling out within days the coronavirus vaccine all across the country. Notice that they didn't mention the National Guard. But they said it in previous reports that they were going to use the military and the National Guard to roll out the coronavirus vaccine, and this is imminent. Okay? That means happening now. So if you are even a little bit awake, if you have a plan to head to a bug-out location, you need to do so now. You need to be packing your vehicle today, and you need to be heading out this afternoon to your bug-out location, and you need to make that your home. How are they going to do it? They are going to shut the state boundaries. So if you are in some tiny, tiny, tiny little state in the United States, over east, and I've seen a map of the United States, you've got 50 states. Some of them are tiny. I mean, there's ranches. Stations, they call them over here in Australia. Stations in Australia that are bigger than some of the United States states. Okay? If you're in a state like that, you need to leave. And you need to leave now, today. You need to pack up your vehicle and you need to go. Because you're going to find that the military is going to be on the roads. And they're going to be blocking the state boundaries. They're not going to be letting people in and out. Because that's what they did here in Australia. And what they did here in Australia is they quite openly said that it's the test model for everything that they're going to do in places like the United States. Now, Australia is a bit of a different kettle of fish. In some ways we have an advantage, and in other ways we have a massive disadvantage. Our main massive disadvantage is that we don't have publicly available legal firearms here. You can't just go to the hardware store and pick up a box of 22 ammo here, or 9mm ammo here. It just doesn't happen. Okay, so of course black market firearms are available. Yeah, that people who work on the black market don't follow the law. Gosh, did you know that? Oh, duh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow, who knew? So, yeah, firearms are still available here, but legal firearms and readily available ammunition is not available here. Okay. That puts us at a massive, massive, massive disadvantage. Now, if anyone comes to my gate I may not have firearms, but I do have other projectile firing devices. And even if I didn't have any projectile firing devices, I would defend this property with my very life, with a tree branch if I had to. Okay? What, are you going to ban tree branches? Are you going to ban axes and knives and pieces of string? Okay? Because I will pick up whatever happens to be on hand to defend this land from, and to defend myself. Because I will not, I absolutely will not get in a vehicle to be dragged off somewhere. I would rather die fighting. So if anyone has any ideas of coming around here to abduct me or my children, and who are adult children now, but, you know, they better bring their body bags with them, because they're going to need them either for me or for them. So, because I'm not going to allow myself to be dragged off to a camp. And I've already made that decision. If you so this is it. You need to have this attitude of mind. You already need to have it. And if you haven't, then you need to build it really, really quickly. You know, you need to recognize the dangerous, dangerous, dangerous situation that you are in. You are in Nazi Germany in 1940. Okay. You are there. You are in a worse place than there, especially if you're in Australia, but even if you're in the United States. The advantage of Australia is that the states here are absolutely huge. They are enormous, and they're very, very sparsely populated. And I know I've done it before. I've lived homeless in this place called Australia, all across Australia, right from the west coast to the east coast. I've lived homeless all across this country. And oh my gosh, I can tell you, I have had hit teams after me. I kid you not. I had a pedophile cartel after my two sons when they were young, and I stood up to them and I fought them through, you know, not physically, but I didn't just bow over and let them have my sons for whatever purpose they wanted them for. I actually fought them, and I made, you know, they became my enemy, and they're still my enemy to this day. Oh my gosh, I learned that in the end they sent a hit squad after me, and they had five or six cell stations. They had spotter planes, they had jet skis on the lake, they had aluminium boats and on the lake, and they had 30 or 40 people, they had high-powered rifles, and they were hunting myself and my sons through this state park, just outside, actually just outside of Melbourne, not that far from Melbourne at all, and they didn't get us. If they'd gotten us, they would have killed us. And they probably would have raped my sons to death. So, they didn't get us. And we were able to, find our way back into town, back to safety. But this is it. If there's somebody in the Australian bush who doesn't want to be found, you're not going to find them. No matter how many resources you put into it. And that goes for the United States as well. And I could disappear into the bush again and you wouldn't find me, and I could reappear anywhere in this country. You know? And you simply would not find me. Yeah, but For now, I mean, the Holy Spirit's told me to stay here on the farm because, you know, I've got to look after this place for whatever reason. That's the instructions that I've been given. But, you know, that's an advantage that Australia has. And I would say the more remote parts of the United States have that same advantage. Like I said, especially around the area of Arizona, New Mexico, the Four Corners area, okay? Like I said, the indigenous tribe there is friendly and they will want to help you because of their own culture and history. And as soon as they find out that you are fighting the great big beast, then they will want to help you. But most parts of the eastern United States are simply too developed, too built up. You've got state upon state upon state upon state. You know, just right next to each other. That's not how you need to be. You need to be somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. And you need to be there now. You need to pack up your car today and you need to go because when they're saying things like this on the radio, you've got this miracle vaccine. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be so good. Come down to the... We've got lollies and there's a white van. Woo! Puppies and kittens and lollies. Just get in the white van. Go on. Get in that cattle car. Go on. We promise we're going to take you somewhere nice and safe. Haven't we heard this somewhere before? You know, except, you know, these days, because we're an internet age, it's a virtual cattle car, you know. So and they're doing it this way because now I would say that it's pretty safe to say that there's an epigenetic response that most people have to white vans and puppies and kittens and lollies. You know, most people understand that metaphor. Most people understand what a cattle car is and that it's not, or, you know, that a bus, you know, although they probably will bring buses in to, you know, take people to places that are convenient for them, FEMA camps, meaning concentration camps. You don't want to be in a society, you don't want to be in a city where that's happening, you don't want to be trying to get out. You want to get out ahead of time. And you need to get out today. Now that they have said that on the radio. I mean, I said that before I heard that radio report. I really did, before I heard that news report. But, oh, my gosh, we've got the coronavirus. It's going to be so good. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so good. Just head down to that shopping mall and you'll get it. We'll give you a lolly afterwards, after we've killed you. You can have a lolly. You won't die right away. Probably not. You might. But, you know, probably. I don't know. Because 80% of the people who take it get really, 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 really sick. So, you know, oh, my gosh. I'm actually sitting here talking on the radio to I don't know how many people. Could be thousands, could be tens of thousands of people. As the apocalypse is happening, you know, within a couple of weeks, there's going to be an announcement of a new coronavirus wave. It's going to kill people, so you need to rush out there and get the vaccine now, which is probably going to kill even more people. Oh, my gosh, such a playbook. You're a fool if you get taken in by it.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Keeping the chair warm for Vincent today, because he has to get ready for the winter, and so I'm talking today about what you should be doing and what you should not be doing at this point in time. Okay, just before the break, then. I was talking about how the apocalypse was coming, that you shouldn't be in any urban area, and that, you know, this was the worst thing ever to hit. Oh my gosh. I'm at a loss for words just about. I've been preparing for this day for many, many, many years. I really, really have. I would say at least the last 20 years. And I might just make it through, you know, with my son. I might just make it through. If you are somebody who the penny is just dropping now, boy, have you got some catching up to do. But it's not impossible and you shouldn't lose hope. Okay. You need to, like I said, you need to get out of Dodge. Even if that involves just packing up your car and putting the kids in the back and, you know, some blankets and whatever food you can spare and some toys for the kids and getting out of there as if you were leaving a really bad relationship and that your partner had gone to Vegas for the weekend or whatever. And then you said, right, kids, get in the car, we're disappearing. you need to do a disappearing act right now, because what is going to happen is that you're going to see there's going to be a lot of adverse vaccine reactions from these vaccinations, and they're going to be called coronavirus cases, and they're going to fill up the hospitals. They're going to get these people in. They're going to shove a ventilator down their neck, and they're going to blow their lungs out, and they're going to kill them, and they're going to call them coronavirus deaths and collect a $50,000 check from the government for each person that they do this to. That is how the death camps are going to run now. So you see hospital, you should write, in your mind, you should write Auschwitz over the top of that hospital. You should, at this point in time, avoid hospitals and doctors at all costs, because the vast majority of them are completely brainwashed. Okay? So you need to do that. You need to get out of Dodge now, and you need to head west. And you need to head south, because, you know, something that Jesus said, he said, let not your flight be in the winter, nor with sucking children, you know. If you're breastfeeding and this is happening, my prayers go out to you. Oh, my gosh. This is not, I'm a mum. I've been a breastfeeding mum in the past. I've my total sympathy. If you're a breastfeeding mum and you have to do this, you have to do this, even if you're breastfeeding, but you need to get out, and you need to get out now, okay? This is really, really, really that serious, and I can't emphasize it enough. I feel like that angel with Lot in the city of Sodom, you know, just wanting to pull him out by the garments and just drag him out of the city. You know, you need to go. You need to go now, okay? There's going to be massive deaths within a week or two. They're going to be called coronavirus deaths, and there's going to be a propaganda campaign like you have not ever seen for people to be vaccinated. And they are going to be going from door to door. They're going to have the National Guard. You're going to find that if you're in town, that you're a complete pariah if you have not got that vaccine. So you need to get out now, and you need to just start living out in the middle of the, as we would say here in Australia, out in the whoop-whoop somewhere, or in America you'd say out in the hinterboonies. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour. I'll talk to you again in a few minutes.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Supreme Court alleging four battleground states in the 2020 election were severely compromised because the Electors Clause was violated, along with due process and equal protection.
Our request is we want to be heard. The only place we can go is the U.S. Supreme Court, and so we're pleading with the U.S. Supreme Court. Please hear our case. Give us a chance at least to argue what we think is right. We want to argue the Constitution. Constitution.
The 62 Electoral College votes in question would be enough to change the outcome of the election. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin have until Thursday, 3 p.m., to reply to the Bill of Complaints at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs says an F-16 jet crashed at 8 p.m. Tuesday night in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. No word on the cause or the pilot's condition. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Before the rare Tuesday night football game between the Dallas Cowboys and Baltimore Ravens, Ravens receiver Dez Bryant tested positive for the China virus and was not allowed to play. After the game, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson talks about the team's mentality and adjustments to Dez being out.
From coming off the losses, you know, and our guys just build up, you know, we're trying to make the playoffs, and it started here, so we just got to keep it going. But it was an all-around team effort. I feel all fans played well tonight. We'll do a little bit what we did tonight without the little turnover, and, you know, finishing in the red zone. I feel we'll be pretty good. You know, like I said before, all faces say well tonight, we just got to keep doing that. We just got to win it for him. You know, I think it was yesterday after practice, after walkthrough, he told us we need to go out there and win for him. You know, we expected him to play, though. And when we found that out, it was like, man, we just got to do what we got to do. We in the hunt for the playoffs. We got to do what we got to do. And we did that tonight. I'm mad we couldn't have him because, you know, that's his former team. We wanted him to score tonight, but it's all good.
The Dallas Cowboys continue to struggle, losing the game to the Ravens 34-17. Video gamers have spoken with their wallets as Activision's World of Warcraft Shadowlands is now the fastest selling PC video game in history. All told, the latest installment of the Sword and Sorcery series has racked up over 3.7 million in worldwide sales since its November 23rd release. World of Warcraft is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, or MMORPG, that launched in 2004. Activision noted the new WoW title beat its own Diablo 3 game, which held the previous record at more than 3.5 million in sales. That began in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking again, keeping the chair warm for Vincent. We're in the, you know, the home stretch of the broadcast now. But, oh, my gosh, there's so much more to say. I've got a really limited time to say it. But I'd like to spend this time just giving people a little bit of advice of how to bug out and probably not get caught. I'm saying probably not get caught because, you know, time and chance happen to them all. Okay. So you need to this is going to maximize your chances of being able to bug out successfully. Okay. I would say that the primary one is take the back road. Stay off the highways. Stay off the interstates. Okay? Look on a map and, you know, look at the road that, you know, while you have Google Street View even, go on Street View, use a proxy, use a VPN, okay, because, you know, you're probably being tracked now, but if you use a proxy or a VPN, then your chances of, you know, not being tracked are probably higher. And if you want to know what an excellent free VPN is, go to opera.com, download the Opera browser, and then once you've downloaded the Opera browser, that's opera.com and the Opera browser, then you load the Opera browser, and it has a free VPN installed as a part of Opera. And it's probably as good as any of them out there. You know, it'll send you through the Ukraine, or it'll send you through, you know, Japan, or it'll send you through somewhere like that. it'll send you through Mexico, which is the other place. You know, it'll send you through any one of about 16 different countries all over the world, or maybe Holland, or maybe, you know, I don't know, somewhere that has not such strict internet monitoring rules. So I don't, you know, whatever. Open the Opera browser, turn the VPN on, go to Google, and look at Google Maps. Well, by the way, while you're not signed into your Google account, that's obvious, okay? So log out of your Google account while you're on Chrome or whatever, or don't log in when you're on Opera, and just go to Google Maps and just go to Street View and just check out the roads, the back roads, okay, for your route. And find a route that is, you know, going to be suitable for your vehicle, but is a kind of an out-of-the-way, sort of not many traffic lights and that sort of thing, not an interstate. This is how you do it. And you'll find that most of the Blue Team members tend to keep to the interstates because, and, you know, the major regional roads, if you stay off those roads, then probably you won't meet them. If you have a vehicle with four-wheel drive, that's all the better. Okay, but I'm aware that there's a variety of people with a variety of different circumstances. You know, just because you've got an SUV, it doesn't mean that it's any good at handling bush tracks, at handling forest trails. But the more, you know, I probably wouldn't go to that level unless you're used to driving on loggers' roads and that sort of thing. But if you are used to using logging tracks, they obviously would be the best of all. But it's probably not necessary. Probably the bitumen-type country roads are probably going to be okay. But, yeah, just go on those sorts of roads to go from state to state to state to state to state and just keep heading west, you know? And if you want to know how to keep heading west, then look where the sun rises and look where the sun sets and keep heading in the direction of the sunset. And then you'll, you know, you'll somehow end up west. That's just how it is. But, you know, but have a map, paper maps. Okay, paper maps of each location that you're going through. And before you leave your location where you are, you should find an ATM machine and you should empty your bank account and take the cash. and use that to fund your journey. Don't use your ATM card along the journey, okay? Don't use your credit card along the journey, okay? You need to take out the maximum amount of cash that you can out of your credit card. Don't worry about maxing out your credit card at this point in time because it doesn't matter, okay? If you're wrong, which I don't think you are, but if you're wrong in bugging out, then you can pay your credit card off later, okay? But if you are not, then you've just saved your entire family and you've saved your own life, okay? But you need to liquidate as much as you can, as quickly as you can, and you need to have as much cash with you before you start the journey. And you need to be very, very cautious about, the amount of money that you spend. You probably need to find a grocery store. If you haven't got things like pasta and stock powder, then you need to find a grocery store before you leave, and you need to basically buy all the pasta and stock powder and potatoes that you can, okay, and onions. Potatoes, onions, pasta and stock powder you can live on, and powdered milk, milk powder. You can live on that as you're traveling. Just when you go into a roadhouse, you go in, you buy your fuel, and you, if you need to buy water, then you buy water in 10 litre bottles, big bottles. Big bottles of water, and if they don't have the 10 litres, that's 10 quarts, then 5 quarts is the next size down. If they have 20-quart bottles, which is 5-gallon bottles, then you should get the 5-gallon bottles, okay? And be very careful with your water. So you go into the roadhouse, the truck stop, you fuel up, and you, if you need water, then you buy the water. If you can refill it from their taps, then you should do so. I don't like drinking town water, but if it's a choice between drinking town water and dying of thirst, especially when you're heading into a warm climate, then you should probably drink the town water rather than die of thirst. And just think of all the lovely pure water that you're going to have when you get to your destination, you know, which is going to be, you're going to pick somewhere with a good water supply. So drinking town water for, a short time during your journey is not really going to, probably not going to harm you as much as dying of thirst will, okay? This is what you need to do. Don't buy food at the roadhouses. Roadhouse food is way too expensive when you're traveling. And I'm speaking here as somebody who's actually done this, okay? So I'm teaching you what to do of how to bug out and how to do it successfully, how to get there, how not to be stopped, okay? Don't let your kids out at the roadhouse. Tell them, you stay in the car. Mum will be back soon. You go in, you pay for your fuel. You know, maybe if you want to buy the kids some chocolate bars or something just to keep them quiet and happy, then maybe that would be something that you could do from time to time, because your kids are going to be stressed. They're not going to know what's going on or whatever. you know. And the story that you need to feed your kids is, yeah, we're going camping. We're going for a holiday. We're going camping. You know, don't tell them what's really going on, because children cannot keep their mouths shut. This is just it. And, you know, by the way, when I had the need to depart suddenly, I had two young sons with me. I know this. I've done it. So what you're hearing is my first-hand experience of how I did this, and, you know, how I managed to, you know, get from one end of the country to the other. And I was basically two-thirds of the way across my journey before, and you know, like the next state across, which in Australia, and almost two states across, before they even figured out I was gone. So you need to do this, okay? You can do this. Oh, my gosh. Keep moving. Don't camp anywhere in an urban area. Don't use the main roads. I cannot emphasize that enough. Use the back roads. Even just in a suburban or an urban area, don't go through the middle of the CBD. Skirt around the edge of the city. If you can't avoid but to go through a city, find out a route through the suburbs and just keep driving through the suburbs. You know, this is where paper maps come in really, really, really handy. And like I say, if you need to go on Google Maps, use Opera, and do not log into your Google account when you're on Google Maps. Okay, we're heading up to the final segment, and I'll be back in a moment. I'll be winding up this broadcast. And, yeah, God bless you all. But like I said, I've just got one or two more things to say. I'll see you soon.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth speaking. I know I've said this in the past, but this is probably true. This is about the most important broadcast I've ever done, because now we're getting to the pointy end of things. And if you haven't already left your urban or suburban life, you need to do so, and you need to do so now. Now, okay? You need to, just regarding the topic of technology, okay, you need to either not have a cell phone with you. That's probably the best option, okay? But if you feel that you absolutely need to have a cell phone with you, okay, for crying out loud, go on the internet before you leave on the Opera browser on the VPN and find out how to obtain a burner phone. That's B-U-R-N-E-R phone. That is a phone with an anonymized SIM card. I'm not going to tell you how to do it over the radio, okay? But you can go online and you can find this information. And you need to, when you have got your burner phone, you need to keep it in flight mode with location turned off, okay, unless you are at a truck stop, all right? That's what you need to do, unless you are probably at a fairly big truck stop. That's what you need to do. But if you want zero chance of being tracked, then you need to travel without a cell phone, okay? Your chances of being tracked with a burner phone with the location turned off are minimal, but they are there. There is a chance that somebody might put two and two together and, you know, find out who it is. And if I was traveling at the moment, if I needed to get out of Dodge and not be recognized, I probably actually would wear their stupid little face diapers, okay? because just for the sake of defeating the facial recognition technology, okay? because all of these roadhouses, they all have the facial recognition technology, and if you have a driver's license, which you probably do, then they've got your facial image. Okay, so this is how to do it without being tracked, and also probably a pair of sunglasses as well. You know, the world's in such an insane state that if you walk into a roadhouse with a face diaper and a pair of sunglasses, then probably nobody's going to blink an eye. Especially if you just have cash and you're just paying for fuel, and then you're just out of there. But they're going to track your number plates anyway. So like I say, you should try. You can't avoid roadhouses. You've got to buy fuel, okay, to keep going on your journey. But this is it. You need to get as far as you can, as fast as you can, before anybody has figured out that you're gone for good, okay? So you need to, like I say, you need to be multiple jurisdictions away within 12 to 24 hours. And probably if I had to pick a time to leave, it would be probably in the middle of the week in the evening. That would be my time to go. So weekends, the blue team tends to be out on the road because that's when they operate their main extortion racket, being what we call in this country booze buses, which is random breath test checkpoints. You know, dust pepper and bitter. Right, we're just about at the end of the broadcast. I've only got a few minutes left, and in these last few minutes, I would like to go into what you should do when you're at your new location. When you are at your new location, okay, you need to make friends. If there is an indigenous, if you're not completely out in the middle of nowhere, okay, if you're in a place that has said basically that they are welcoming the people who are refugees from this circumstance, like, for instance, the Four Corners District, you need to behave like a guest. And you need to keep behaving like a guest. You need to be so grateful to a local for taking you in. And you need to try and behave as normally as possible, and try and behave as civilly as possible, and try and settle in and make a new life. But always remember, they were there first, and you should behave yourself like a visitor and like a guest. And God bless. You have a great week, and I'll see you later.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.